From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Anthony Valsic, with your headlines for Thursday, August 13th.
Coming up, the Chico Police Department's investigation into its own sharing of license plate reader data with outside agencies should be complete soon. We'll have the details.
Also, thunderstorms are currently expected in the Sierra, increasing fire risk in the mountains and foothills.
And the NorCal roller derby team is searching for a new home after Cal State was sold to a new owner. Those stories are just ahead.
First, there's now a timeline for an internal investigation into the Chico Police Department's license plate reader data sharing practices. The findings are expected to go before the City Council next month, NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
The investigation is being conducted by the City and Police Department and is expected to be done by early September. That's according to Chico Councilmember Addison Winslow. Winslow told NSPR the findings will likely be presented to councilors at one of their September meetings, which are on the 1st and 15th. He says the council will then be asked to give direction on what the city should do with its 27 automatic license plate reader cameras. The review comes after Chico Seoul reported last month that police had shared license plate reader data with federal and out-of-state agencies, including ICE and Border Patrol. That type of data sharing is prohibited under California law. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Meanwhile, another North State Police Department is addressing concerns about the technology. Oroville Police held a community meeting this week to discuss privacy concerns with its license plate reader cameras. City Council meeting records indicate Oroville has at least 50 of them. They're made by Flock Safety, and community members questioned how Oroville police use them, including whether they can track people's movements. KRCR reports that some also wanted to know whether the cameras were mostly placed in minority and low-income areas. The department says camera locations are based on calls for service, vehicle thefts, and major entrances and exits around the city. Oroville police share camera data with 321 other California agencies. The department says it performs weekly audits to prevent improper sharing.
There have been a handful of notable wildfires across the North State this season, but overall, it's been relatively quiet. That could change as thunderstorms move into the Sierra this week. Lightning from dry thunderstorms can spark fires, and strong winds can cause them to spread quickly. Meteorologist Jeffrey Wood with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says the unsettled weather in the Sierra is expected to continue over the next few days.
We have the fire weather watch out for the higher elevations due to the concern of potentially some dry lightning and some dry thunderstorms moving into the area.
Wood says people south of Interstate 80, especially above 5,000 feet, should stay alert for thunderstorms through Friday. Wood says if you hear thunder, get indoors right away. Stay away from tall trees, open fields, and open structures like carports.
Cal State in Chico is set to close August 16th after being bought by a new owner with plans to renovate the facility. The closure means the NorCal roller derby team won't be able to finish its season in the city. Team president Katie Dahl, who goes by Poison Ivy on the track, says the news came suddenly.
We had a bunch of questions about what it meant for us, what our access to the facilities were going to look like. And over the course of a couple weeks, we discovered that we would basically be out of our home at least for the rest of the year because they were planning on doing renovations.
The team's head of public relations, Leslie Bowen, who skates under the name Foxtrot, says they're all determined to keep going. They're exploring other places to skate while they wait to hear from the new owner.
We've all seen this team go through so much. It's been through pandemic. It's been through the campfire. It's going to make it. Our team's going to make it. But we want our home. It's our home. It's our home rink.
The team will host one last bout at Cal State this Saturday in what's expected to be their final game there for the foreseeable future.
In other news, Shasta County's controversial elections manager was censured by the Board of Supervisors in a 3-1 vote Tuesday. The action follows two investigations into allegations that Clint Curtis made inappropriate and violent remarks to other employees in the elections office. Curtis will remain registrar of voters until his term ends in January, The censure is a formal condemnation of the behavior described in the investigations.
And lastly, Scott Canelli's last day as Butte County's Behavioral Health Director was Tuesday. Canelli retired after 26 years with the department. He's been replaced by Tony Hobson, who most recently served as Colusa County's Behavioral Health Director. Plumas News reports that Hobson is a Paradise native and longtime mental health administrator and psychologist. He previously led behavioral health departments in Plumas and Sutter and Yuba counties. According to a Board of Supervisors agenda item, Hobson's three-year contract began this week.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 13th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anthony Vosick.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.